WRJN News. That'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Well, we have had a very busy morning around here.
We have?
Well, the royal we. Spoke to Quebec about the horrible attacks at the mosque in Quebec City.
Is it Quebec or Quebec?
Quebec, if you're...
If you're a Canadian.
Yeah, if you like to do it properly.
Well, we should, really.
Quebec. I do it in deference to Quebec.
Okay.
And to the French Canadians.
That's right, Derry.
Yeah. And then we, of course, called for equality amongst male and female animals. Not just to have animals neutered, but spayed. Why should the males be the only one affected?
You can talk to the health department about that. That's what they're asking for.
Maybe I will do that.
Maybe they can do something with you.
But I will.
Never know.
TK,
huh?
It's already been taken care of.
Look at the thumbs up I'm getting. Wow.
And we're going to be talking some volunteer center action. Al Vomit from his unit there at the Volunteer Center of Racine County, and Rebecca Beck, who's the new Volunteer Center Youth Director, is going to be here after WRJN covers sports. It's 8:45.
AccuWeather forecast. Some sunshine will give way to clouds today with a high of 32. We'll have a little bit of snow late this afternoon into tonight, especially early on tonight. Total accumulation of a coating to an inch will drop to a low of 26. Mostly cloudy and blustery tomorrow with a snow shower, high 35. Still brisk on Wednesday with times of clouds and sun. There still could be a snow shower, high 31. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson on your radio friend, WRJN.
Thank you, BT. 13 degrees in Kenosha right now, 10 degrees at Burlington, 14 in Milwaukee, and 13 here in Racine at WRJN. This is Glenn Klein in for Mike Clemens, and in the studio is the man, the legend. We know him, we love him, we wouldn't want to live without him. Please welcome back to WRJN's Community Conversation the Executive Director of the Volunteer Center of Racine and Racine County, Mr. Al Vomit. Good morning, Al.
Red Lake, Ontario, eh?
Oh, yeah.
That's, my dad would take me fishing up there, and those fly-ins, you ever do a fly-in?
The answer to your yes or no question is no.
Yeah, scary stuff. They got these, you know, pontoon planes going right over the trees. You're going to die.
Wow.
And poutine, or what's the name of that Canadian fry thing? Is it poutine?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. One of the stores in Racine now offers poutine, which is a Canadian cheese fry thing. So.
But the good news, 13 days, pitchers and catchers report, baby. Spring training.
It's just as like yesterday, what a short off season. I mean, which oftentimes hurts the next year in all these championship sports and championship teams where they have less time to prepare.
Al Vomit, of course, one of the great Chicago Cubs fans.
Rebecca, by the way, is one as well.
In the city of Racine. And good, because you wouldn't be allowed on the air, Rebecca. Please introduce our special guest, Mr. Vomit.
My pleasure. Rebecca Beck is our relatively new. She's been on board, what, about 4 or 5 months now, Rebecca?
Months.
Yeah. As our youth director, and she's been out once school started in September, visiting with all the Key Club officials, all the high schools, and maybe she can explain her path up to this point.
Well, first of all, and much more importantly, how does Rebecca Beck become a Chicago Cubs fan?
Oh, good question.
Oh, that's a good question. My mom, who's been forever a Cubs fan, I've been following them, and when I ditched school in high school for Marion Central Catholic High School, I went to a bleacher bum when they were really bleachers. At Wrigley Park, Wrigley Field, actually. And
thank you for correcting yourself.
Yes,
because
Wrigley.
Because that would be like when Jeff Gordon was saying that take me out to the ball game and called it Wrigley Stadium. He got booed
brutal.
For that. Yeah,
it's
you
so
can't.
Bad.
They said there's still bleachers in Wrigley Field.
But
they're not priced that way anymore.
No, that's right. True. When I started going to the bleachers when I was a kid, my mom would drop me off at the Skokie Swift, $1, mm-hmm. $1 to get in.
My tickets were the grandstands, which were not reserved at the time.
Right.
That's $1.50.
We go back to when the Cubs used to close off the upper grandstands because nobody was there. So they would have everybody in the lower half, and it was still only like 5,000 or 6,000 people. When I was a kid, we'd go to the games, and you could just run around the ballpark catching foul balls all day.
Remember when they closed the upper deck, though, and there'd be foul balls, and the only one getting the foul balls were the Andy Frayne ushers up there.
That's right.
And we're going, give me a shot at that ball. No one's up there.
You were up in the upper grandstand this summer.
I was.
Or last summer, I should say, with Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst.
Oh, what a
great. And you guys got upgraded.
Here's the question. Mr. Racine, who looks exactly like Joe Madden, have you ever seen Mark Eichhorst?
Yes. Oh, yes.
He is Joe Madden's doppelganger.
Actually, I have a picture of him with a Cubs hat on and his suit, and he looks just like it, and unbelievable.
I haven't asked him, Al, but I want your unvarnished opinion. Do you think the Cubs upgraded you that day because they spotted Mark with his Joe Madden jersey on looking exactly like Joe Madden?
Well, I tell you what, we were up in the fifth row from the top, and no, I don't think so, unless they were thinking here could be a relative of Madden. But it was surreal. Ike probably has told you about the story. And who, us? Upgrade? No. Yeah. Where? When? So we're down to fifth row, from the second row from the top in the upper deck to the fifth row down on the field. Second inning, the guy says, listen, there'll be a cameraman coming in between innings, and our mugs, Ike and myself, are up on the big screen from Racine, Wisconsin. We're like, we're in heaven. This is heaven.
Who'd they play that?
They played the Giants. It was that great game. Who's the lefty, Baumgart?
Yeah.
Versus Arrieta, that big Saturday game. We lost, I think, 3-2, but great ball game.
Yeah. It all turned out all right.
Yeah, it in the end, like a fairy tale.
I watched Joy in Wrigley Field again last night, the MLB production about just all the background stories and everything that was happening in Wrigleyville that day and leading up to Game 7. I cried again.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love on these retrospective World Series games where they mic the players during the game, and to hear, like, Ross and the little things he'll tell Rizzo and the real human element. It's a really human, young team. There are some Cub teams, maybe Glenn, you'd agree, that I didn't like. I mean, they were washed up, that bring old veterans. Rico Carty, we're going way back. Jerry Morales, these guys were vagabond players that weren't likable.
Dave Kingman.
Yeah, well, he was another non-likable player.
Yeah, he was. But Lee Elia, how about a non-likable manager?
These kids, though, all Santa? These kids all growing up together, learning how to win together. It's just a magic thing. Just a magic thing.
If the Cubbies stay healthy, they could be very formidable again this year.
Well, that's why I took the attitude that even if they didn't win this past year, we'll be there. I mean, we're going to be there. It's inevitable.
Yeah, but this was the year, though. I predicted it, and I was right. And, Rebecca, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
Wow, you sound like Al.
He's Al Volmit. He sounds like me.
That's true.
He's the executive director of Racine County's Volunteer Center. She is Rebecca Beck. She is the relatively new youth director for the Volunteer Center. How did you get that gig?
I've met Al, actually.
Weren't you driving? You were driving for the
My Ride.
Our My Ride program.
I volunteered for My Ride and drove the van. First maiden voyage, you say, up to Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, on Wednesdays, our My Ride, our free driving service for the seniors. On Wednesdays is grocery shopping day. So Rebecca was picking up folks for the van to do their grocery shopping. The opening happened. I said, how about it? She said, yeah. She's worked with kids before, Rebecca.
St. Lucie's Church ever since, it's been 10 years, but I've been working 5 years with the teaching CCD for fourth and fifth graders there and up to this year. And
what's new for the Ute in Racine County?
We have a pizza party coming up on Monday, February 6th. For all the youth ages 11 to 18 are invited to participate. Come over to the Racine County our offices at, I don't know our address.
Oh, on Washington 60, Avenue.
6212 or 6216 Washington Avenue, right. Suite G, which is right kitty corner to, or it's near Michelangelo's there on Emerson, off Emerson.
What kind of pizza do you got?
Oh, see, this is political now, and I don't want to, you know, being from Chicago, Giordano's, Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, you're not going to get deep dish pizza. But I didn't mean the brand, I meant what kind of pizza.
Thin crust, yeah.
Thin crust with what on it?
I'd go mushrooms.
Just mushrooms.
But
the kids probably like cheese and pepperoni.
Kids like
you
pepperoni.
You got to go cheese. Yeah. Just cheese for the kids.
Oh, they like pepperoni.
No, but some kids will go pepperoni. Some kids will get crazy.
Cheese would be easy.
And go, but you want to get cheese.
Right.
And then you throw in the pepperoni once in a while. You find once in a while a kid will eat a pizza with some vegetables on it.
Yeah.
And I always like to have one small pizza when I'm doing a youth event with anchovies on it.
Well, I don't just go there.
See the reaction?
Just as a joke. Exactly. And then you do a prize. Somebody that will eat a piece with extra anchovies on.
What a great idea.
I used to be a camp director, Rebecca.
Oh, Lord. I have to try. We have to get one with anchovies.
Yeah, there'll be some prizes.
Extra anchovies.
For the kids out there, we have some prizes, drawings.
Right.
And Rebecca can go further with it, but we're going to try to query the kids as to what programs they want to get their teeth into regarding volunteering from now until the end of school year.
Right. So what you try to do is bring the kids in and then get them to volunteer as well.
Yeah. Right, and sign up on some sheets. I've talked to St. Monica's. We've talked to Ridgewood Center here. I recently talked to Habitat of Humanity. They're looking for lawnmowers this summer or from April to October.
Well, they're not looking for lawnmowers.
They're looking for people to mow the lawn.
Mowers of lawn.
Caught me on that one.
Mowers of lawn. That's right. Why I get the big
Liam
bucks because
really
I pay
nice.
Attention.
She's a director there.
You can never start too early with kids, getting them thinking that this is a good way to be spending their lives in part by volunteering for a community.
You know, that's where this program's gone over the years. It's called service learning, where the kids learn that part of living in whatever community they're going to live in is that to give back to the community of which they live. And it's frankly trained young. Oftentimes, parents have a philosophy that they imbue into their kids, but we're trying to get the kids as groups in high schools, not only the feel-good thing, but it's a responsibility.
And then eventually, if they do such a good job, they can actually be recognized for being an outstanding volunteer.
Nice segue.
We also put in, that's good.
Yeah, it's April 28th will be our 15th annual recognition lunch, where we will recognize 12 individuals, one of which is in the youth category. Right now, forms are available to nominate someone, the deadline being February 27th. And, I often
You got a cold?
A little bit, yeah. Nasal dripping.
You sent those forms out all,
little,
all
but,
the
little nasal dripping?
A lot of folks in these nonprofits, we've got over 300 nonprofits that use us to find volunteers. And I'll say, hey.
How many?
Over 300, about 311. Wow. And they'll always say, well, I don't want to single anyone out of our group. They're all valuable and so forth. But I'll rebut with, if an individual wins, they can focus on your organization, give your organization the props that it's due. So we've got agricultural awards, arts and culture, economic development, education, the environment, good neighbor, health services, human services, heroic, senior, youth, and a veteran award. Those are the 12 different categories. So bottom line, if you work with a group of volunteers and you want to promote your agencies, we ask you to nominate an individual by February 27th.
How do they do that?
They can go online and actually get the form online at volunteerracine.org.
And they can get all the information about the youth programs
and
every opportunity to volunteer in Racine or Racine County. What's that website again?
VolunteerRacine.org. One other thing, too. These agencies oftentimes, we have over 300 agencies, and often they don't need us as much, but they do, like an example, Riverbend's a huge organization with many volunteers, but oftentimes they will nominate someone and sometimes win, sometimes not. But that whole organization gets to, in a social way, there are over 300 attendees normally to our annual recognition lunch. So you've got a room full of givers, and they meet other folks that commit themselves to different causes. And it's just a great event. This year, we're going to feature the Office of Community Concerns. Those old timers remember that out of the Office of Community Concerns, the Volunteer Center originated in the year 2000. The Alliance for Mentally Ill, Women's Resource Center, Corporate Volunteer Council, Literacy Council, Society's Assets. All of those organizations were born out of the Office of Community Concerns, as was the Volunteer Center. So that'll be the theme this year, giving homage to the origin of the Office of Community Concerns.
He's Al Volmet. He's the Executive Director of the Volunteer Center of Racine County. She is Rebecca Beck. She is the new Volunteer Center Youth Director. All right, you guys, let's go. Ready? Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go. Go Cubs, go.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Former Green Bay Packer and local businessman Daryl Ingram after WRJN covers the world.
Repeal promised. Mideast pushback. I'm John Trout.
This will make us less safe. John McCain is.